Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
The first verse is this.
Thank you, Jesus.
So many nice.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. We just want to thank you on today and lift you up and glorify you because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. And there is nobody else that is like you. You are truly one of a kind, God. And we come to you on today, God. And we just want to tell you just how much we love you and how much we appreciate you on today, God. I can't come to you enough in one day. Oh God, because being in your presence is all that I desire.
I gotta just hold it. Come on, y'all. You gotta tell your story.
Oh God in heaven, we're coming to you, asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to consider these prayers. Hear these prayers, Lord.
That's the song. There's another significant verse that says,
oh God.
Sometimes I feel.
Oh Lord.
God,
there's so many of your people that's heavy laden. There's so many of your people, Father God, that got worries and cares and concerns. So I'm coming to you right now, God, and I'm standing in the gap for you, Lord, that you don't go see. Oh God, and give him a strength just to hold out. Just a little bit longer.
And the nucleus of this song is to the
soul. Oh, my mind, need to go shining in the light.
Direction.
Oh God, I'm coming to you and I just want to thank you. I thank you for your loving kindness, your mercies, and your grace. I thank you for saving, sanctifying, and filling us with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But most of all, God, we thank you for your Son Jesus and for the blood, Lord. Because if it wasn't for the blood, Lord, I don't know what we would do or where we would be. But we come to you on this day, this second, this minute, this hour. And we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for any and everything that you are doing in our lives, Lord. We want to thank you for opening up our eyes on this morning, God, that we will force you. That we may be able to see. Oh Lord, we want to thank you for letting us walk, talk, eat, sleep, smell, taste, feel, hear, touch, God. Oh Lord, it's such a privilege, God, that you give us these things to use, God. That you allow us, Father God, to have that ego see enough virtue, Father God, to hold on, to move on, and to endure. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for favoring us. We thank you for the favor that you have given us with people. In situations, in concerns, in the troubles. Thank you for the favor. Thank you for the restoration. I just heard restoration. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the hope on today, Father God. Oh God, and thank you for the peace that you have given us, even in the midst of the chaos, even in the midst of the mess, even in the midst of the judgment, God. Thank you for the peace, Jesus. Oh, my mind, in loco shine, I can see. Oh God. Oh Baba, shine the loco, shine the lakasi. Oh Mama, niaka, shine the loco, shine the lakasi. Oh Baba, shine the loco, shine the lakasi. Oh Mama, shine the loco, shine the lakasi. Oh God. Touch, Lord. Touch, God. Jesus.
I can't let go of my faith.
Jesus. Build your people up concerning their faith, God, and even help them in their unbelief, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they won't be so easily moved, God. Ground and root your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be stabilized, Father God, when the raging storm comes and when the winds blow. Do it, Jesus. Oh, my mind, little local, shine, little local. Put your word down in the very bowels of their belly, Father God, and stir it up on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it may become life in their lives. Lord, light it up on the tables of their heart, God. Bind it about their neck, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will put their trust in nothing, absolutely nothing more than just you. And whatever season you got us in individually, Father God, I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to help us to learn whatever it is that you're trying to teach us, Lord, that we won't need your call Sunday to like I see, that we may be able to operate appropriately. Do it, Jesus. Do it right now, God. Oh God, I'm standing in the gap for your people right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For the bereaved, Father God, for the mentally challenged, Lord, for the mentally disturbed, God, for the go shutting it like I see, for all the ones that's in aches and pains, Father God, for the ones in the nursing home and hospital, God, in the NICU, Father God, for all the ones that's even in the very bowels of the bellies of their mamas, God. I'm standing in the gap for all our children on tonight, Lord. That you will protect them, God. Protect them from that pedophile, that bully, that mean man, God. And from any hurt, harm, and danger, God. Protect our children. Shield them, Lord. Oh, God. Teach our parents how to parent the way that you designed us to, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may put you in the hearts of our children. Let us teach our children about you, God. Let us not be afraid of your gospel. Let us not be afraid to speak of your wondrous works and testify your glorious acts. Sever that spirit of fear and shame, Lord, because you said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that if we are ashamed of you, that you will, you will deny us just as we denied you. Help us on today, Father God. Put coals of fire on our tongue and burn up any and everything that's not like you, God. That the only thing that we'll be speaking is the oracles of you. Help us on today, Father God, to even have enough strength to encourage ourselves when we can't get a phone call through or we can't get nobody to pray with us or even for us, God. Help us on today, Father God, even when it's hard for us to pray, that you will put a praise in our hearts. Because, baby, how you the local see? It's prayer and praise too. Help us, Lord. Help us to understand, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are not trying to break us, but you are trying to make us, Lord. Mold us, God. Mold us on today, Father God. Fashion us, Lord, as we submit ourselves unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to stop fighting up against you, Lord. We're going to stop trying to work it out our own self, Lord. We will not be afraid of loss. We're going to hold on to our integrity, Lord. I'm asking you to help us on today. That we hold on to it, Lord. That you will be able to position us, God. But we got to first submit. So give us the strength to do it on today, Father God, with the confidence in knowing that you are and God is. You said by your stripes we are healed. Not just in our bodies, in our minds, in our families, in our situation, our finances, our circumstances, on our jobs. There's healing. There's healing. You don't go see in the land, says the Lord. But we got to seek his face. We got to seek his face. We got to turn. Lord, sever that lying demon. Sever it right now, Father God, that your people will speak truth. They will live truth. And they will even think your truth, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to submit ourselves unto you, Father God, that we may follow your instructions, God. Do what you direct us to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be in a place of feeling some type of way, Father God, when things don't go the way that we designed them to go, Father God, or we desire them to go, Father God, all because of the choice of disobedience. Sever that spirit of rebellion that we will not continue to kick up against the prince, Lord. Oh, do it, God. Do it, Jesus. Let us enter into the new, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and stop embracing the old. Let us not keep doing the same thing, acting the same way, yelling and screaming and arguing and picking and rebuttaling, Father God. Let us not continue to lie and cleave to the dust, Lord. Let us not continue to have wicked and evil thoughts towards one another with resentment and hate and jealousy, Lord. Sever these things on today, Father God, and renew the right spirit in us. Oh God, let us not be afraid to be alone. The Lord needs to get some of us by ourselves because he want to get our attention. Help us, Lord, consider every prayer that's on the altar. Consider every prayer, Father God, that's even inside of our hearts that we never even spoke out. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, and keep your angels in this place, Lord, on tonight. West, north, and south, on the roof to the foundation around the entire perimeter, be in our midst. Let your angels sit in a peace, Father God, and minister to your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be stabilized in their thoughts, Lord. Let not their thoughts start wandering and wandering, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Sever the spirit of negative thoughts on today, God. Let your people think on things that are good, kind, pleasant, and of a good report. Help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to be so nasty towards one another. Give us a pleasantry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you said a soft answer would turn away wrath. Help us, Father God, not to be so quick to anger, God, when the truth is being spoken. Give us the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we need, Father God, in order to endure this life in this earth, God. Give us some wisdom on how to approach it. Give us the knowledge on what to say when we approach it. And give us the understanding that we won't need to our own understanding and be so opinionistic. I'm asking you to do that for us on today, God. Give us that clarity on today, Father God, and open up the revelation of your scriptures as we get ready to go forward in Tuesday teaching. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to have such a deranged spirit. Seven, the spirit of rage on today, God. That we won't want to fight one another and bite each other heads off. I'm asking you to do it on today, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.